Fast fashion can be defined as inexpensive, mass-produced clothing in response to latest trends and microtrends. This mass production can lead to overconsumption, but the synthetic fibres and raw materials used to create these clothes can be harmful to the environment, as well as being incredibly resource-intensive. I sat down with Anne-Marie Fuller to have a chat about fast fashion and the impact it's having on the world.
Hello, my name is Anne-Marie Fuller. My interest in fast fashion is really part of the whole sustainability and regenerative kind of journey that I'm going on. So, it all plays a part. So, for example, the consumption of textiles and, you know, clothes and that, and the supply chain and that is associated with that is actually responsible for about 8 to 10% of our carbon emissions, or greenhouse gas emissions rather. But also it's up to it's the fourth highest resource use and water use after, say, for example, food and housing and transport. So it's a massive resource use as well as carbon emission. It is tackling that kind of side of my personal emissions and society's emissions. It is a big deal, but also it is probably one of the areas that's easier in some ways for us to do, because the emissions to do with housing and transport, you know, they're quite hard to tackle in some ways. Mm-hmm. Whereas the consumption of clothes has actually, and the production of clothing has increased 50% from the year 2000. So that's a massive amount of resources that has been produced only in the last 20 years. And actually that figure is actually a 2014 figure. So you can imagine what it is like now. And just on that, there's some calculations that with the amount of clothes that we have currently produced, we could actually clothe 6 generations of the people on the world with that into the future. So we really have enough clothes produced. So I see that as a kind of, one of the easier aspects of the sustainability journey that we can do ourselves.
And then just to break it down, what exactly is fast fashion?
So fast fashion, I guess you could think about it in terms of it's fast everything. So it's the fast design and change of the style and clothing, combined with the fast production of the clothing, combined with when it goes to the, you know, when you see it online, you make a quick consumer, fast decision, and then fast delivery, but then also kind of fast use, because you probably only wear it maybe a handful of times and then you dispose of it. So it's kind of fast in lots of ways. If we think about the way fashion used to go and the way collections used to be designed, sometimes they were done at least months in advance, sometimes even a whole year in advance. And certainly in the past, you might have had two different collections. You had a summer and a winter collection. Of course, that got expanded to spring and autumn. But now you have the situation where you have thousands of new styles coming online every day. There are stories in the paper where, you know, an influencer, maybe say, for example, one of the Kardashians, wears a particular outfit one day, and then, you know, the likes of the fast fashion retailers hop into action and they have copied it, they've put it into production, and like something as quick as 10 days later, you could buy that same outfit online. Less than 2 weeks and it's on the shelves. That's the kind of speed we're going at now.
And then what would be some of the impacts of this fast fashion?
Yeah, well, it essentially just leads to over and over and over consumption of things. A lot of the fast fashion fabrics rely on synthetic fibres. So a lot of those would be produced by fossil fuels. So that's essentially driving then a lot of fossil fuel usage. But even just, you know, the fossil fuels are used in the production of it, the primary materials. But then you also, as I said before, you know, there's the resource use. You've got to spin it into a fabric. You've got to dye it. You've got to assemble it. I mean, and then you've got to distribute it around. So all these different aspects of creating that garment are creating more emissions every time they go through the cycle. And of course, then they're producing you know, using up more resources as well. So there's, yeah, so every new garment we produce or buy, it's something like traveling like six, you know, a 60 kilometer car trip. It's using up a lot of resources and, you know, polluting the water as well with you know, the different dye processes and the different processes that are used to make those textiles. So it does have a massive environmental impact.
And what are some ways that people could be maybe more ethical in their consumption of clothes or contribute more to slow fashion, as you call it?
Sure, yeah. So slow fashion would be, I guess the first thing with anything, or when you're thinking about sustainable kind of journeys that you're on, is do you need to do it in the first place? You know, do you need to take that journey? And so I guess you'd be looking at your wardrobe and thinking, do I really need to buy that new piece of clothing? Could I, for example, upcycle what I've already got? Could I actually repair some of the clothing that I have and then, you know, extend its lifetime like that? Could I swap some clothes with my friends? Could we all get together and it could, so it's a social event as well as being more sustainable. Can you swap those clothes? The next thing would be, could you maybe then, if you need to, go to a charity shop or something like that, and get clothing there. And then I guess the next bit, if you do have to buy new, you know, look at the label, look at the shop of where you're buying it. Do they have a good record of, you know, not only is the material maybe either made from more natural fibres, or, you know, could it be made from organic cotton, for example, which, you know, has about half the impact of regular cotton. I would always try and buy local, buy Irish first as well, but also ones that have been made by companies who care about the people who are making the clothes and are not trying to exploit them as well. There's something like 170,000 tonnes discarded every year by people in Ireland. And of that, 64,000 tonnes are actually disposed of in household bins. So a lot of people are still throwing a lot of their textiles and clothing into the bin. It's going into landfill and then it's going to incinerators. So that's not really good. If we can at least even get a lot of that textiles and clothing into charity shops. But again, we shouldn't be using charity shops as dumping grounds for things, because for the figures, about 10% of the clothing is actually going to charity shops, and then again 1% is actually going to maybe vintage resale units.
In for garments or textiles that are gone, they can't be resold, is there a place to responsibly dispose of them?
The system is still broken. It is working on it. You can put clothing into the, you know, those clothing banks, but still about 35,000 tons of that clothing is still exported abroad, going to places like, you know, West Africa, and that. And then a lot of the clothing that gets exported to Africa and other places is actually being dumped because it's not suitable for wear either over there, and it's just creating a lot of rubbish. But it's also then affecting their indigenous industries and competing with that, so it's putting local businesses out of business, you know, over in these African countries as well. So really we need to actually just, you know, prevent the waste in the first place, rather than thinking about, you know, what happens to it. So it is buying less, it's buying, you know, quality clothing that can last long and then that we can repair easily and look after it. One of the advantages of using natural fibres is that compared to synthetic fibres, is that they don't really hold on to body odour. I think a lot of people, maybe the reason they are discarding a lot of these synthetic fibre garments is that, you know, after a couple of wears, they do start get quite smelly, even though you wash them again, those body odours really stick in there. So that's why, that, you know, that's another advantage of actually going to those, you know, the natural fibres, because they really don't get that smelly at all. And then you need to wash them less, which has, again, less of an environmental impact, and you can just maybe do a spot clean here and there. Some people even suggest you never need to wash your jeans. So like, you know, there's certainly advantages there to definitely switching over to natural fibres as opposed to buying synthetic fibres.
So if you would like to consume less fast fashion, think about an item before you purchase it. See if something in your wardrobe can be upcycled to turn into something new, or have a swap with a friend, then maybe shop secondhand or thrift. Think about the materials you buy and what's long-lasting and the less harmful to the environment.